ABC Radio Australia.
A draft agreement between the US and Palau to send third country nationals to the Pacific nation is raising alarm bells. As Jordan Fennell reports, there are concerns about the strain it would put on the small country and whether it can say no to the deal.
When Palauan radio show host Jennifer Sugiyama first heard about the draft proposal, she was shocked.
What makes USA think Palau can accommodate refugees since it lacks the resources and funds? We have seen a lot of negative feedback from it. And we have issues. We all have issues in our own country.
Under the draft agreement, the US will transfer people who are seeking protection against returning to their home countries to Palau while their protection claims are processed. The small Pacific nation has a population of almost 18,000 people, and Jennifer believes that if Palau were to agree to this, it would put a huge strain on the country's resources.
Our infrastructure is not ready for it. There's flu right now. If the hospital is flu, they cannot admit patients. So we have all these social issues that we cannot even handle, and what makes us think that we can handle even more?
At a press conference, Palau's President Soronga Whipps Jr. said the draft isn't final and is subject to further discussion.
So there's a request from America that we have received. There are discussions about it with the US. The US says there are 1.5 million people in the US claiming they seek asylum. So the first request is, Palau, would you consider the request? And if we possibly consider, then further discussions will take place.
US President Donald Trump has made deporting undocumented migrants from America a top priority of his second term in office. It's unclear what status these third country nationals who might be transferred to Palau fall under, but Associate Professor Jose Sousa Santos from the University of Canterbury's Pacific Regional Security Hub says the vague language is a big cause for concern.
It's quite a broad term, people seeking protection in the United States, and that could be illegal migrants, and it could be asylum seekers. And the difference here is asylum seekers do have protection under the international law. Immigrants don't.
The draft proposal says the US will follow its international obligations under the United Nations Refugee Convention. But Palau is not a signatory to that document. Instead, it says Palau would act according to its constitution, which expressly prohibits torture, cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. Danielle Watson, an associate professor at the Queensland University of Technology's School of Justice, says Palau would need to reform its laws to process asylum claims.
Palau may need to establish or enhance their own national legislation and administrative mechanisms to be able to process asylum claims in line with international standards. And at present, Palau lacks a comprehensive legal framework for refugee status determination.
Palau is one of three Pacific nations that has a Compact of Free Association, or COFA, deal with the United States, providing them with billions of dollars in financial support in exchange for U.S. military access to their territories. The draft proposal doesn't say whether Palau would get anything in return for agreeing to it, but the University of Canterbury's Jose Sousa Santos says the COFA arrangement puts Palau in a hard place to say no to it.
The undue control it has over its budget and over the COFA states' budgets does put Palau and other COFA states, such as the Federal States of Micronesia and the Marshall Islands, in a hard place to say no or to try to get a better deal whilst negotiating with the US.
And that was Associate Professor at the University of Canterbury's Pacific Regional Security Hub, Jose Sousa Santos, speaking there to reporter Jordan Fennell. And Pacific Beat has reached out to Palau's government for comment.